I don't know. This morning, I'm hoping I'd get out of it today. I get some time. I feel like it's preaching, and I always want to. But sometimes it's an empty house that I live in.
Oh, and bless you, God.
I feel so far away from preaching sometime that I think, Brother Fred, there's no way that the Lord would ever pick me up. It's a great mystery, preaching is. I want you to pray this morning. I don't want to do this on my own, and I can't do this on my own. But I know that God is able this morning to take charge of my mind, and whatever He would place there, it would be well with God's kingdom. It'll be well with the people that hears, because the Word of God is quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's dividing of the joint and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the heart and the intents of the mind. And God searches the heart. And He's the heart searcher and the rein trier, the children of men. And He said He searched the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of the heart. And He said, and the writer said, the heart was desperately wicked. He said, who can know it? Only God can know the heart this morning. And I thank God today that God knows my heart this morning, and He gave me a new heart and wrote upon it, upon a fleshly table, that He wrote His law and His precepts. And I've been trying to follow Him and trying to follow the law and the precepts of God ever since that night that He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. Established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto His name. That is what I want to do today. I want to lift up the name of Jesus, which is that name which is above all, and that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every knee should confess unto it. But if you don't, the day the writer said that day that they shall bow and they shall confess that He is God, brethren, that He is Lord unto the glory of God the Father. I want you to know today some men's sins has gone on unto judgment, and some men's sins do follow them. Now, brethren, I believe my sins has went on to judgment, already been judged, already been cast into that sea of forgetfulness. Never be remembered against me, never no more. Man will never forget. Friend, you might think, well, maybe they'll forget when God saves me what I've done. But man will never forget. There's a scripture in the old Bible that said a man that commits adultery with a woman shall get a dishonor in a wound, and his wound shall not be wiped away. I want you to know today, people, man will never forget. But Apostle Paul made it very plain, no matter what you have done, if you come unto Jesus this morning with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he said, I would look unto Him, and by the blood of Jesus He would cover that sin. For Paul said, and such were some of you, adulterers and fornicators and liars, and those that done all these evil things before God. But God, brethren, and His great mercy, I looked down and covered them with this precious blood that was shed upon Mount Calvary that day, brethren. I want you to know the day that it is still here today. The fountain that was open under the house of David for sin and uncleanliness, that fountain opened there unto all mankind, that whosoever will could come and drink all the water of life freely, Brother B. feel. It don't matter whether you're young, whether you're old. It don't matter what the age is. Listen, today he said an old man shall die child, 100 years old. Did you ever read that, brethren? Listen, today, yesterday, though you be 100 years old and come to the Lord, the child is in the inside, just a babe in the Lord, brethren. He said he hid the wisdom of this book from the wise and the prudent and revealed it unto babes. I'm glad that I'm still a babe. I'm still learning every day. I'm nothing in my sight as I look at myself and I see the weakness of the flesh. I say, Lord, how weak and unperfect am I. But in God's eyes, I'm the child of the King. I've got the royal blood. I've been applied to my heart, brother. I listen this morning, and unto them in this world, brother, there's a man called Jesus. Has got his arms stretched out this morning. Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, for I'm God, and beside me there's none other. If your heart is heavy and your mind is troubled, I'll tell you there's one that's able to calm your troubled mind. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is no rest unto the wicked, saith the Lord. There only rest in the Lord today, brother. God, I cry mightily unto the Lord, and the Lord, He will hear your cry. He will be like they said. We read of the old prophet that said, brother, I cried mightily unto the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. He picked my feet out of the mire, out of the clay, and set them upon this rock, brethren. That was hewed out of the mountain and come rolling down through time. The rock that smote the kingdoms of the world, and none can stand before it today. He is God, brother, and beside him there's none other. Who told Peter, brother, Peter, upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter, the day thou art Simon Peter, and Satan's has a desire to have thee, that he might sift thee as wheat. But listen what the Lord said. I have prayed for you, Peter, that thy faith fail not. I want the Lord on my side, brother. I want to fight the battle in the name of the Lord. I want to be like little David when he went out to fight the battle against Goliath, brother. The old Goliath was stood taller than any man. I had a coat on, brother, that was greater than any man could carry. And he cried unto David, come unto me, I'll give thy flesh this day unto the fowls of the air, unto the beast of the field. He boasted about his great strength. In the world, people think they can stand on their own, friend. I want you to know, in all the strength that you have, you're not going to be able to stand in that day. There's only one way that you're going to be able to stand. Stand having your loins girded about with truth. Take you on the whole armor of God. Listen, when little David went out under the giant boast in many things. But David told him, brother, of a truth now. All you come to me is sword and spear. But I come unto you in the name of the Lord. Brother, when I go out to the fight of battle, you better go in the name of the Lord. What is his name today, brother? His name is Jesus. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's the almighty God. He's the one, brother, that stood from the foundation of the world. He's the king of kings, brother. He is the Lord of lords. He's the lowly lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He was the one that they smote in the wilderness, brother, and out of all the wrong came water, and they drank off that wrong, and that rock was Christ, brother. That's what the book says now. Listen, he is from everlasting to everlasting. Do you want to go to heaven? You're going to have to go the way of the cross, brother. You're going to have to go the way that has been set up from everlasting to everlasting. The plan is before the world was. Then in Jesus, brethren, we should live. And without him, there is no life at all. Brother, in him there is light, and the light of him is the light of men. Listen today, it's a shining unto a perfect day. He said the light of the pale, all the righteous shine more and more unto a perfect day. I don't know about you, I look out in this world that I live in today, and there's nothing perfect here. I hear the great men of the earth worried in their heart, and their minds is troubled, brother. But I'm not worried about what tomorrow holds. I'm not worrying because I know him who holds tomorrow in his hand. I know the one, brother, that can perform all manner of work and declares his word, brethren, from the beginning unto the end. He said, I am God, and beside me there is none other. There is no other deliverer saving he this morning, friend. So I'm going to go out to fight your battle, brother. And you better take the Lord with you. Take the sword of the Spirit that you may be able the fire to fight, brother. Listen today and stand, having your loins girded about with truth, taking on the breastplate of righteousness, and the helmet of salvation, brother. And the word, brother, you better take the word with you, which is the sword of the Spirit. Listen today, and taking above all, taking the shield of faith. Listen today, that you might be able to war off all the fiery darts of the devil. He's casting at you the day. He's warring against you on every hand. I fight the battle every day. I'm not fighting against flesh and blood, but I'm fighting against spiritual wickedness and high places. Listen today, friend. There's a great battle going on. They're all looking at the end for the battle. But I'm fighting the battle every day, friend. But I've got a one. I've got a captain, brother. My salvation then is fighting the battle for me. I'm putting him before me. I'm just following him, brother. Jesus said it like this. I put my sheep before me, and I go before them. They do hear my voice, and the voice of the stranger they will not hear. I will be the reward. I will be their king. I will be their deliverer. we sing the song sometime. He's my all in all. Listen the day, friend. He's my all in all. Whatsoever I need in the world, the Lord is right there. He will supply my need according unto his riches in glory, brethren. That's what he's supplying today. Whatsoever you need today. But he said food and raiment. Be there with content. God is going to supply food and raiment for you, friend. But you know something? He said also, I'll give you the desires of your heart. There are many things I have in this life I don't deserve, my friend. But God in his mercy gives unto his children. It is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom and all the glory thereof, all the peace thereof. You lay down when the world's in turmoil. You can find peace in the Lord. Everything seems to be all right when you talk to the Lord, when you feel him come down in your heart. Everything seems to be well, though the world is torn to and fro like a great wind that tosseth up the sea and casteth up the mar, brother. Unto him that trust in the Lord. Unto him that trust in the Lord, he shall be like Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings and he'll run. He'll not be worried. I'm not worried, friend, this morning. I'm just trusting in the Lord. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm looking unto him, the author and the finisher of my faith. Though my faith gets weak sometime, I've got a father, brethren, that will never leave me, never forsake me, brother Fred. He's an everlasting abider. Friend, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you. In the seventh, what is the hour of the seventh hour? It's the hour of rest, friend. It's the final day when you'll give up the gold and you'll be no more here. That is the hour of rest. Will it be rest for you or will it be torment? This the choice the brethren preached about. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God this morning or are you going to serve the devil? I hear him say, I'm not sure. I'm not going to serve the devil. But if you don't serve God, friend, you're going to serve the devil in the works thereof. For no man can have two masters. Either you love the one and hate the other, or you'll hate the other and serve on the other side. You can't serve on both sides, brother. So Jesus said, I come to you. I'm knocking at the door. Won't you open up and let the Son of Righteousness come in? Who is the Son of Righteousness? His name is Jesus, brother. He's the lowly lamb. He's the King of kings. He's the one, brother, that the sun shined in his strength. He's the one's got the long white robe on. He's the one that's gone the eyes of flame, the fire. He's the one, brother John said, his voice was as the voice of many waters. Brother, oh, how great he is today. But yet, he's so great and so mighty. But yet, he's so small if you open that door. He said, I'll come into you and I'll take up my abode in you. And my Father will come in and we'll sup with you this morning and you with us. And I'll go no more out. I'll give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. I want you to know the day we're never going to perish, friend. The old, the outward man repairing. The inward man is renewed day by day. Farewell, Father. vain world. I'm going home someday where there'll be no more sorrow. I won't have to worry about how am I going to feed my children or what can I do to help them. I think about their lives and I worry about their lives, Kelly. I worry about my boys and you. And I think, oh God, will they ever return to the God or their mother? Will they ever return to the God of their father that followed the Lord day and night? Brother, today, let your light shine like my old mother used to do.
Yes,
I sang that song yesterday. Listen today, a little old gray-haired mother. Listen, she was to me, my brother. I sat on the couch and sang these old songs. I remember, Brother Terry, I'm drinking from a fountain that'll never run dry. I'm going to a city where the lights are hanging high. Lord, Lord, Brother, she's gone on, Brother, but I soon too will follow after them. One generation's passing away and another comes on, Brother. But I want you to know, friend, there's going to be a generation one day is not going to have another to follow after them. It's going to be the end. It's going to be the final generation. Listen. Why do you say that, Brother Junior? Because the Lord has got a day set wherein He'll judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ, whom He foreordained, brother, before the world was, that in Him should all the fullness of the Godhead bodily be, brother. It pleased God, brother, to smite Him. It pleased God, brother, to wound Him. But it pleased God, brother, to set Him on the right hand when it was all over. And God Himself in the book of Hebrews said, Thy throne, O God, is a scepter forever. It's a scepter of Thy throne. Listen, Thou was smitten and wounded, but I'm going to raise Him up. And He raised Him up, brother, and He gave Him a name that is above every name. Listen, above the angels. And the angels, brother. And listen today, brother, who the angels even worship Him. And brother, listen, He said, when He led away captivity captive and give gifts unto men, He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, all power and glory and angels and authority being made subject unto Him. This is the one I want men to come to, Brother Fred. This is the one that's got the power to save you and deliver you out of every trouble that you have. This is the one, brother, that raised the dead and then gives sight to the blind. This is the one when He stood in the house and Thomas sat down at the table. This is the one, brother, that walked through the door and had been closed. Thomas, come here, Thomas. Old doubting Thomas said, I will not believe except I put my finger in the hole in His hand, thrust my hand in His side. I'll not believe. Oh, the Lord said unto Thomas, Thomas, come here, Thomas. Put your finger in the nail holes of my hand. Thomas, Thomas, put your hand in my side, Thomas. Lord, Lord, Lord. He fell on his face, brother. My Lord and my God. Thomas, Thomas, you believe, Thomas, because you've seen. Thomas, but blessed is the man who believeth and yet not seen. I've never seen him, but I felt him. I've seen the works of his hand, and I've seen him on you, Brother Brian. I've seen him on you, Sister Kim, and all you brethren and sisters. I've seen the fire of God swell up in your eyes. I've seen the love, brother, flow from breast to breast. This is God and his work, brother. When you see me, he said, you've seen the Father, brother. When you see his children, you see the works of God, brother. We're in the image of God. We're in the image of God. And we're after his likeness, brother. Thank God, brother. I gained the likeness back in Jesus, brother. Because he lives this morning, I can live also. Because he went to that old cross and suffered it all, reconciled us back in favor with God. But moreover, brother, we're not saved by his death, but moreover, by his life. We're not saved because they buried him in a tomb, brother. But moreover, we're saved because on the third in the morning, he got out of the grave, brother, and shouted victory, victory over death, hell and the grave, and told John there on the Isle of Patmos, John, I'm behold, I'm he, John, that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death, hell, and the grave. You see, he's already conquered over it all, friend. He's already conquered. He's already went back and seated on the right hand. All power being made subject unto him. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. And if you want to go to heaven, he is the door into the sheepfold. Don't go through the door. You can't get there, Brother John. He said, I'm the door into the sheepfold. And if any man will enter in, he shall be saved. And go in and go out and find pasture. I'm going to save some time for Brother Greg. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not in me. It's not on his brethren.
No, sir.
It's only in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'll go through him, I promise you, you won't be sorry. You'll be happy on your journey.
Absolutely.
Of life, and you'll be able to look back and say, why did I wait so long? Why did I tarry so long in the field where darkness was? And brethren, that is our choice. We get to choose whether we go with him or whether we don't. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If you want to go to heaven, you can go through the door. And Jesus said, I'm the door. No man can come to the Father except by me. And no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him. So the drawing power has gone out. How many is he drawn? He drawn them all. Come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come unto me all yet you are that is athirst. Are you athirst today? Are you hungering after righteousness? You can be filled. But only through Jesus Christ. Only through the plan that he's already set up. He preached his own everlasting gospel. Set it upon the rock, brethren. And if you get on that rock, it's going to be through him.
Right.
Unto him that overcometh will I give a little white stone, and in that stone a new name which no man knows save he that receive it. Only you that has been down to the banquet house knows whether you've been saved or not.
Amen.
Knows whether you've received salvation or not. How do you know that? I'm gonna quote you a little scripture and I'm gonna get out of the way. That you may know him, that you are in him and he is in you, because he has give you of his spirit. That's good enough, ain't it, brother?
Good enough.
What the book says.
Yep.
I didn't write it.
That's what the book
says. Don't get mad at me because I quoted it.
That's just right.